This is Mucho Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana. I am your Mucho Radio Young Journalist and Impact Show host. Our guest today is Dr. Shade, a transformational leadership strategist, keynote speaker, executive coach, and author, and also the founder and CEO of the Leadership Synergy Institute. Dr. Shade is born in Nigeria, and we are happy to have you on the show. Welcome to the Impact Show. To begin, what can you tell us about yourself that I haven't mentioned?
Thank you so much for having me. I am excited to be here and appreciate the opportunity. So what have you not said about me? I often say that my life's work is all about helping people to move from expertise to influence. So even though I was trained as a scientist from back home in Nigeria and earned a PhD in microbiology, I built a global career in academia and research. But all through that journey, I noticed that many brilliant people struggled, not because they were not capable or they lacked knowledge, but because they lacked the confidence, the visibility, and the leadership skills they needed to thrive. That realization alone changed the direction of my work. And today, as the founder and CEO of Leadership Synergy Institute, I help professionals, entrepreneurs, and emerging leaders develop the confidence and leadership capacity they need to create meaningful impact. So I speak, I coach, I write, and I teach on leadership because I believe that every community needs people who are willing to step forward, who are willing to use their voice and lead with purpose.
And we forgot to mention that you are based currently in Winnipeg.
I am currently based in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And so you mentioned academia, you, Dr. Shade, you served at institutions, including the University of Manitoba, the University of Winnipeg, and multiple community bodies across the country and internationally. How can you explain leadership to young, aspiring future leaders?
When I talk to young people about leadership, I like to think about how my mother helped shape who I am today. Even though she was not leading from a corporate office, she was leading from everyday life as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur. She showed and taught me firsthand entrepreneurial skills, which are basically resilience and a determination to create opportunity for herself and for her family despite the challenges. So, watching her taught me that leadership is not a position, and that's what I like to remind young people about. It's not the title you have, it's not the promotion you got, it is your ability to influence, it's your ability to serve, to create positive change wherever you are. So long before you start earning degrees, long before you get that promotion, long before you hold that leadership role, you need to learn leadership by watching what works and learning how to demonstrate that in your life, because ultimately, leadership is the courage to use your gift in the service of others. So when young people are able to view leadership in that light, I find that it brings a lot of change to the way they approach life.
And those are very inspiring words. And you are also the best-selling author of a book called She Stands Strong and Overcoming the Imposter Syndrome. What can you tell us about your books and what do your readers say?
Mostly the inspiration from both my books. Actually, I have a third one in print right now, but two are already published. One being She Stands Strong, the other one being Overcoming the Imposter Syndrome. And what is very key for me about both books is the fact that they were born from conversations I was having with professionals, with leaders and high-achieving individuals who, even though were successful, were struggling with confidence and were undermining their own gifts and abilities. So the first book, She Stands Strong, focuses on resilience, courage, and personal growth. It encourages readers to recognize their strength and move forward despite challenges and setbacks. My second book, Overcoming the Imposter Syndrome, How to Quiet Your Inner Critic, addresses a challenge that affects many, many talented people. So as individuals who achieve great success, you find yourself still questioning whether you belong, whether you're capable, or whether you're enough. This book helps you recognize that it helps you recognize those limiting beliefs and goes further to help you develop healthier relationships with your own success. Now, in terms of what I hear most from readers is that they feel seen. They tell me the book helped them realize that they were not alone in their struggles and gave them practical tools to move forward with greater confidence and self-belief. I was particularly touched that even before the book was published, I got a request from one of my editors, and she said, "Please, please, the moment this book is published, I need to buy copies for my daughters." And that really touched me. So when an editor who is reading your book says, "I need to read this book, I have a list of people who I need to get it for, help me know when it's out and so that I can put it in their hands," I think for me, that was the highest level of compliment. And my publishers, even before it came out, consistently praised the book. And since it has been out, I've received very positive comments in terms of how it helped people in their personal struggles.
It is very fascinating to see the impact you can have as an author as well. And how did that bridge happen when you started, when you did academia and then transition into writing yourself?
So that's a very interesting story because it tells the story of my transition. Basically, like I mentioned earlier, it was from noticing that very brilliant people were struggling with confidence and with knowing how to actualize and bring to life their gifts. And it started pretty early where people were coming to me to find out what I thought were ways they could move forward in certain aspects of life. And long before I called it coaching or consulting, I was already pouring into the lives of particularly young people who came around me. And a lot of my peers too would come and run things by me. So invariably, the teacher in me, which is my academia side, which my academic side, started to look for a way to disseminate this information to more people. And if this number of people are asking me the same questions, there are certainly many others who I've not met, who I have not known, or who do not yet know about me, who will need the same question answered. It's kind of why I thought, hey, books were a good way to help those people get direct connection with me. Plus, I have a lot of people around me who've always encouraged me to write books, my husband being number one of them. Like, when are you bringing those books out? And since then, thankfully, I've been able to write a few. Like I said, the third one is in print, and I cannot wait to share it with the world.
And you could say you're creating an ecosystem platform on your own. And we at Mucho Radio are trying to build an ecosystem platform to tell our stories our way and learn from one another. I wanted to ask you, how can inspiring stories from successful leaders such like yours empower the community?
There is there's this adage or saying that when you hear the story of, I'm trying to put it in context. When you hear the story alone from a hunter of his encounter with a lion, the hunter will sound like the strong one, right? Because the hunter will conveniently leave out the story of what his eyes saw before he actually was able to shoot the lion. Stories are very powerful because they help you see what is possible. Every time you hear the story of successful leaders, we often look in terms of their achievement. What we truly miss and what should inspire and challenge us is what they overcame. Now, nobody can tell that story for you because the obstacles you faced, the lessons you learned along the way, those are the power, the strength behind the story and which will help another person stand. So every time I come across young people, entrepreneurs, newcomers, members of underrepresented communities, I see someone who looks like success, who looks like transformation, but needs stories to help them realize that success is not reserved for a select few. And once they start hearing such stories, they start to envision themselves in those situations of success. And then those stories build confidence. They transfer wisdom. They create hope. More than anything, they remind us that our circumstances do not have to define our future. As an example, I spent years in science believing that excellence alone would be enough. And like many of us have been told, I believe that if you work hard enough, you become knowledgeable enough, opportunities would automatically find you. But you and I know that that's not how it works. What I learned is that expertise is important, but leadership is what allows your expertise to create impact. So that's why I decided to dedicate my work to telling stories, to writing books, to teaching, to coaching, and leading so people can understand that there's so much more to you and the world is waiting for you to share your story so others can learn too.
Speaking back to your hometown, so Winnipeg this year will be hosting the 5th Black Canadian Summit from the 18th to the 20th of September. And I was wondering, what is your message to welcome people of African descent to that significant event happening this year?
Yeah, that one is so exciting. My message, of course, is welcome to friendly Manitoba. It's that of welcome is to remind them of connections and possibilities. So this summit represents an opportunity for us to come together, to celebrate our achievements, to share our stories like we've been discussing, and to discuss the challenges and opportunities that shape our communities. As immigrants, we hide behind the norm a lot, and we fail to show up and show out our skills and the possibilities around us. So I'm going to encourage everyone attending to come with an open mind, a willingness to learn, and especially to build relationships. So please give me a shout out if you're coming into town or anyone in Winnipeg you'd like to connect with. Look up a few people and make effort to connect with them. Some of the most impactful ideas and partnerships begin with a simple conversation. Remember that everyone has a value to contribute, and our collective progress depends on our willingness to support one another and invest in one another. So be sure to give a shout out to me or anyone else who you know lives in the community. And as you come to town, let's make it a grand occasion.
Speaking of grand occasion and as well as talking community, for my last question, Dr. Shade, do you think that building a Black radio in Canada is important?
Absolutely. And I am so glad that platforms like the Mucho Radio exist, because for generations, many of our stories have been told through the lens of others. I remember growing up in Nigeria, and I knew much more about the Western world than I knew about my own country and the city I was living in. So a Black radio platform gives us the opportunity to tell our own stories in our own voices, to celebrate our own successes, to preserve our own history and discuss issues that matter specifically to our community. So yes, to the visibility you're creating, yes, for representation, yes, for unique connection. That's apart from the fact that it serves as an educational platform where we can all learn from, young and old, whatever our calling in life, entrepreneurship, artists, educators, community builders. You can learn from people who have walked your path before, and only in spaces like this can we discuss it in a manner that is specific to us. Again, yes, the community building tools, it is a community building tool and a vehicle for empowerment. So kudos to you, Mucho Radio, and I'm glad you exist.
Thank you, Dr. Shade, for being on Mucho Radio.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.